This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri Matholkar.
With us is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What a great, cool day.
Nice day.
And hopefully it will rain.
I need to ask you a question about your president and CEO, Peter Lane. He's okay?
Yes, he's
okay.
Fine.
The last time I saw him was last week when he was helping Patrick Daugherty create the sculpture. And he was on top of a scaffold, kind of balanced with these shears. And I... Okay.
He was great.
He was into it.
He was having a great time.
Yeah.
He was right up there. I mean, some of us who worked on that, you know, spent most of the time stripping leaves off of branches, but Peter was really, he got to do some work.
Yeah, he did.
It was really fun.
And the sculpture is there for everyone to see now until the elements decide otherwise.
Yeah. Patrick Daugherty, the artist, told us he expects it to last about 2 years.
Okay.
I don't know if maybe it will last longer than that, but it's out there. I think personally, I'm a fan. I think it looks terrific. I think one of the neatest things about it is something Patrick mentioned where he said, I really wanted to make sure it was the right scale, that the pieces were big enough so that it fit within the architecture of the street. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. If you stand to the east side of the plaza and look out through the sculptures, you're basically looking through the sculptures up the hill, and then you can see Old Main in the background. And it's beautiful.
Oh. It is.
It's really neat, really exciting. And there's going to be a lot of things going on with the Artist Fair Festival Orchestra in June, and so I can't wait to see people there, running around through it and people taking their kids there. And it's going to be really, really neat.
Years from now, there will be people that have snapshots. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you don't take snapshots anymore. There will be people who have images that have been taken by some sort of
device. Right? Yeah.
And that will mark a time because it's not a permanent structure, but it's here long enough for people to pose with it. And I think that'll be very fun.
I think that's really neat. You know, you'll see old pictures of, that suddenly have that. It's a similar thing where every now and again I'll dig up a picture that with the big fluorescent flowers that we had out on the plaza for a year or two, and I'll like, oh, wow, that was 4 or 5 years ago. And it's neat. You're right. It cements you in a moment. It's very cool.
So, as you mentioned, Artisphere continues with the Artisphere Orchestra. What else you got for us?
Well, what else is going on? Well, tonight we will be out at the Amp for Luke Bryan. And as I've said before, Luke Bryan, a rising country star, very popular. He's playing tonight here, and then he's actually playing tomorrow night down in Little Rock at the Riverfront Amphitheater. It's going to be a busy night. There's a lot of tickets that have been sold. Most of the tickets that are remaining are on the lawn. So I don't believe there are reserved seats available anymore for it. And the thing to remember about this one, if you're coming, there's no tent. This is out in the field. Luckily, the weather's going to cooperate.
The cool front's moved in, yes.
Beautiful night. But, you're not going to be under the tent for this one. So that's Friday, tomorrow night. That's, I believe, the gates open at 6 for that. Parking is always a challenge at the Amp. We urge you to get there early if you possibly can.
And again, if you haven't been to the Amp yet this year, it's now at Washington County Fairgrounds.
Correct.
Don't drive to the mall.
Don't go to the mall. You won't find the tent there. There will be no music there unless it's something we don't know about. but yes, the party will be at the Washington County Fairgrounds Friday night. Gates open at 6. Then on Saturday, the Williams Center Dance Group will be at Walton Arts Center for 2 shows, the sort of finale celebration of their year of dance with the little kids. Mm-hmm. So great. We have lots of classes going on down in Nadenbaum Studios with the Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center. You can get to those classes on the Walton Arts Center website if you're interested. So a lot of that is starting to kick in now that it's June and school is either over or almost over for most kids. Mm-hmm. So great classes for kids of all ages, pottery, drawing, mosaics, and all kinds of great hands-on work. And some of those are week-long camps, so if you need something for the kiddos, a great opportunity would be to go down there. And then next weekend, we will have the 12th annual Art of Wine Festival. And
what started out as a one-night affair is now...
It's now a weekend
affair,
where if you went to every single wine event, you could... If you were really, really good, you could sample hundreds of wines.
Wow.
The thing is, I think with real sampling, you don't swallow the alcohol.
Exactly.
You taste it and then you spit it back out.
And that's what's really great about this festival is you can have whatever experience you want at this festival. You know, if you like Argentinian red wine and you want to go there and taste three or four Argentinian red wines and have a full glass of each over the span of a couple of hours.
And talk to your friends
and talk
or
to your friends and hang out, you can absolutely do that. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to go on a white tasting spree and just taste a bunch of different wines, you can do that. And there will be vintners there to talk to you about the wine and how it was made and where it comes from. This is not just a wine festival. This is actually a major fundraiser for Walton Arts Center.
It's for the educational.
Correct. One of the things we do is we serve tens of thousands of kids through our various programs. It's not just kids coming to the Arts Center and seeing shows, but it's taking plays out into the schools. It's training teachers to use the arts in their classroom. It's basically working to make sure that our education system has artistic elements to it in all things. You know, we are a nonprofit, and so we do events like this specifically to raise money to support programs like that.
You want to know my very unsophisticated approach to the art of wine? Find the wine that's apparently the least popular. Because it has the shortest line.
Yes.
And I'm not saying no, drink too much or anything, but some of the popular ones. Yeah. There were a couple of years ago I went when Malbec,
yes.
The Argentinian Malbec was.
Yes.
And really, you would wait a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm not enough of an aficionado to wait.
Right.
So here's some red from, you know, Colorado or something.
Yeah,
boom,
exactly.
I'm in. Yeah.
I find myself sometimes walking onto the stage and going, I don't even know where to begin.
Mm-hmm.
So in many cases, you just find the shortest line and go, I'll try that.
Yeah.
tell me about
that's
this.
Exactly.
That's a smart move.
And it's fun. You learn something. You learn something new. It's great. So that's next weekend. On Sunday the 10th, we'll have Ted Nugent at the Amp. And then
quiet,
a couple
reserved
days
sort
later,
of fellow.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yes,
that will actually be on the in the Amp tent. So we've had a bunch of shows out there lately where that have been outside the tent, but this one will be in the tent. Two or three days later, we will have the beginning of the Artisphere Chamber Music Series. So the Artisphere Festival musicians will be arriving the week of the 10th, 11th, and 12th. They'll be coming in from all over the world, and they'll be wending their way up to Mount Sequoia, where they'll stay for 10 days or so. And they'll be in rehearsals all that week for their big concerts, the big orchestral concerts happening at Walton Arts Center. But then they will also be out and about in the community, and they will be performing at some very small chamber music series concerts, the first of which will be Thursday the 14th at Cooper Chapel, the beautiful Mildred B. Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista. And then the first concert of the big Artisphere Festival Orchestra will take place on the 17th, which is Sunday. That's a concert out at the Barry Performing Arts Center at the John Brown campus.
Right, relatively new. Recently opened
Barry
Center, yeah.
We're really delighted. This is the first time, at least in my time here, that we've presented anything out in Siloam Springs. And I think that's going to be really great because we have some very dedicated folks who are friends and audience members from Siloam.
That concert in Siloam is the same program then that will be presented the next night.
Correct.
Here
at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
Right.
And that concert on Monday the 18th is actually part of our 10x10 art series as well as being part of Artisphere. So that means we will have a creative conversation prior to it, hopefully with some of the musicians who we'll get to talk to. Still a lot going on.
Still a lot going on.
Usually by now we've calmed down, but nope. We're still going strong.
If you want any details about any of the events with Artisphere, artispherefestival.org.
Correct.
If you want to know the rundown for the Art of Wine, you can go to waltonartscenter.org.
Yes, sir.
If you want to know anything else.
Yes. You can call the box office at 443-5600, and they'll help you navigate through everything. You can also get your AMP tickets at that phone number as well.
All right.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks, guys.
Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.